Okay, and so the last talk was dedicated to a field where Linux is trying to catch up with other platforms. Now this talk is dedicated to a field where, or to an application where Linux Linux is not only a good alternative, but maybe even the better solution. John Fitch with his second talk here at the conference. Thank you very much.
This talk is in many ways very different from anybody who heard the previous talk. I have a colleague at University of Bath who describes a class of paper at conferences called What I Did in My Summer Holidays. This is that sort of paper. It's a collaboration between myself and Tom Natt. Tom Natt is, or was, an undergraduate at the University of Bath and chief engineer of University Radio Bath. And that's their logo, and it looks as fuzzy as that on my screen at home as well. Their official slogan is the sound of the University of Bath, and it's been going quite a long time, and as far as I can tell from the students, fairly well accepted. This came up because there is a legal requirement in the UK for small radio stations under which this station is licensed. It's licensed so it can only broadcast in a small area at low power, though it does actually stream on the internet as well, somewhere or other. And this requires them to keep, it's a bit unclear, when we started I was told 50 days, I think it's actually slightly less. You have to retain output from your station in order that if somebody complains about it, either for obscenity laws, licensing laws, whatever, that you can, they can demand to have a recording of what you did. Now that was the sort of starting point. The other thing was a change in what's happening among the student radio stations. Basically, people are beginning to realise there's this thing called technology. And when the University of Radio Bath started, it really was a man with a microphone, as it were, sitting in a room playing records. And I mean real, vinyl records. Now they're much more, they're very techie. Some of them actually produce playlists on their Linux laptops and turn up and play the whole thing from their laptops. I've seen some of our students who've been disc jockeys for them. And among the things they want is they wanted actually to improve the way presenters worked. And there's a sort of air of training of new DJs, new people. And this led to the idea of personal archives. DJing is a sort of it's a voluntary thing. You do it for the kudos of being a great DJ, or in the case of at least one of them, you go on to great things and do some radio station in London. There's one of them. They always bring him out in all the documentation. But the idea is that if you do a show, you're allowed to have your little archive. So that's the background, and this is where I came in. I actually found that the regulations, rather after I'd written the first version of this paper, but this is an extract from it. You're required to make a recording of all broadcast output, including advertisements and sustaining services. That's things you buy in. You must retain these things for 42 days after the broadcast and make them readily available. And the threat is a bit at the bottom. Failure to provide logging tapes on request will be treated seriously. It doesn't say what that means, but I like to think of it as being imprisoning the entire student population, but it probably won't happen. That was the background when we started. And I actually started doing this before realizing what I did. So I asked